If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
But I wax nostalgic on Lincoln's birthday. Every Lincoln's birthday, I reminds me of my old girlfriend back in Nebraska, Gina Statutory. Name was Gina Statutory, and she went to Lincoln High, and she was voted Miss Lincoln because every guy in school took a shot at her in the balcony.
I think I'm going to change my theme song to this one.
Can you?
I don't think I can legally. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So there's a... The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson premieres tonight at 10 Central on Antenna TV. Full one-hour episodes are every weekday. The 90-minute episodes are every weekend. In addition, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago and Antenna TV are launching a new exhibit, Here's Johnny, The Making of the Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, an exclusive exhibit of Carson memorabilia coming to Chicago. And that's going to be January 12th to Saturday, October 15th. And joining us to talk about the legend of Johnny Carson is the author of Watching TV, with its newest edition coming out soon, and that is my pal, Wally Podrazik. Happy New Year to you, Wally.
And Happy New Year to you. It brings a smile to hear the Johnny Carson jokes and theme song to start the day.
That one, I think, is my absolute favorite about Lincoln and taking a shot in the balcony. He did that a lot. The names for his ex-girlfriends and so forth, his monologues were classic. The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson premiered on October 1st, 1962. He took over after Jack Parr and a myriad of guest hosts, I think, at that point.
Right. There had been about 5 months when they knew he was going to be the successor to Parr, but he was still under contract to a competing network because Carson had been working on and hosting something called Who Do You Trust, a daytime game show, where he had as one of his cohorts, Ed McMahon. And so they had to wait out the contract. And then October 1st, he came over to NBC to bring his own Midwestern touch to the Tonight Show.
Was he a big name though back then, Wally? I mean, he did that. He did the game show. He had his own talk show. I think it was on CBS, the Johnny Carson Show, which was on for a little bit. And you can actually see some of those on DVD. Did anybody really know who Johnny Carson was though at that point?
Not in the same sense that he would, of course, become the legend. He was a big deal in daytime, and he was a popular comic. Stage comic, but mostly he was a TV person who absolutely owned. When I say game show, that makes it sound like, well, that sounds pretty like, well, who cares about a game show? Well, he didn't care about the game. I mean, basically, yeah. It was an opportunity to do Johnny Carson monologue, banter with Ed McMahon, banter with the guests, and oh, by the way, let's play the game. And so it became a fixture in daytime, and he had been an occasional substitute host anyway, so he wasn't like this total unknown who came from Nebraska and stepped into the spotlight. Instead, it was someone who said, "Oh yeah, I could see him doing that because he's done it already." And as I say, he really made it his own, but with his relaxed, self-deprecating, absolutely approachable boy next door style, he could get away with the jokes that just made you chuckle this morning about the Abraham Lincoln assassination. Yeah, let's make a joke about that. And he pulled it off.
You know what? I look at Jimmy Fallon as a young Johnny Carson, and there's something I just really noticed the other day, because there's not a lot of early Tonight shows that are on video that are kept. I mean, there's obviously vaults and they're in salt mines, and I know that, where they keep a good chunk of the Tonight shows, but they're really late 60s, all the 70s, 80s, and 90s in there. But there was a color clip that was discovered recently from, I think, 1962, and what I saw was the curtain that Johnny had in the background was not the colorful one we all know. It was a blue curtain that Jimmy Fallon uses today. So that was kind of his nod when he moved the show back to New York to Johnny Carson, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you are in the comedy business, you have respect for Johnny Carson, just for no other reason than he knew how to make a bad bit work. That is a misfired joke. Actually, you almost hoped that the jokes would be misfired so that you could see his reaction, you could see the way that he took over, his face took over, he did a little dancing movements, just so he said, all right, that didn't work, but let's press on. And you really enjoyed seeing him pull that off, be on the front lines, in your bedroom, as he said. His, you know, a standard joke is, I've been in more bedrooms than anyone else in showbiz. people did wrap up their days with Johnny saying, here's what happened, here's my comments on them, everything's going to be all right.
Well, he was really the master of his craft. I mean, there was people that tried to go up against him, but when that curtain opened up and Johnny came out, he was talking to really 2 to 3 top celebrities in a show. I mean, this wasn't just one celebrity, one music guest, which is really what you see today. 2 to 3 top celebrities of the day, comedians, a politician, you'd have a musician on, you'd have an author, and sometimes just a guy off the street type of guy. But he would handle those interviews so masterfully. And Johnny Carson has a YouTube channel as well, which they've been teasing some of these shows that are going to be on Antenna TV starting tonight at 10. And just how he flows through a show and keeps you engaged for really an hour, hour and a half, because the shows used to be 90 minutes, is amazing to me.
Yeah, and Johnny actually had conversations. That is, he would listen to people. He would riff off of them. He would be a superb conversationalist. He didn't venture into Nightline-type topical issues, but he could every once in a while. But the most important thing is you felt as if you were in the living room with him as he was talking and asking people questions that you say, yeah, I would want to know exactly that. And Johnny just asked the question. He was the one who was in control of the interview, control of the show, and it really was a pleasant way to spend an hour or 90 minutes, depending on the era, visiting with your favorite host.
But 30 years, it was him, it was Ed McMahon. Skitch Henderson was the first band leader, but at 67, which was pretty quick, Doc Severinsen took over. His characters on the show were just as legendary. We were talking about this yesterday, that there was a syndicated package called Carson's Comedy Classics, which I did not like. It was really all of his skits, which is really not the core of what The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson was all about.
Well, that sort of missed the essence. It was when you would see Carson's Comedy Classics, and that came out way back in like the mid-80s, probably due to the success of Carol Burnett pulling out short sketches and putting them in syndication, half-hour shows. The thing is, you would see these sketches, and say someone like a Bob Newhart or a Don Rickles might come into the sketch, and you say, hey, I'd like to see the rest of the show.
Yeah,
I'd like to see your comments with them, and this new offering through Antenna TV does just that, and I'm very excited about the fact that you can see it from beginning to end.
Absolutely.
You can see just how Johnny's
show beats out. Yeah, the flow of the show. Well, Johnny Carson again premieres tonight at 10 every single night on Antenna TV, which is WGN subchannel 9.2, and we'll talk about the new Carson exhibit opening at the Broadcast Museum after the news next on 720 WGN.
That was the longest milking of applause I have ever seen in my life, standing out there. What is it bowing and bowing?
I don't have $27 billion.
Right up, huh?
Well, I need everything I can get. I'm not like you and Newhart standing on the highway going, God, no more money, no more money, please.
Dave Player on 720 WGN, in for Steve Cochran on this New Year's Eve. We're talking about the premiere of Johnny Carson on Antenna TV and a new exhibit opening up at Chicago's Museum of Broadcast Communications with Watching TV's Wally Podrazik. Wally, he had so many characters, by the way. That was Don Rickles, and I could have done that for a half hour, all the great guests that Johnny had on his show.
Yeah, I was just looking at the first month schedule of the Tonight Show. And you're right, the guests are from all eras, all walks of life. Don Rickles, Bob Hope, Eddie Murphy is scheduled to be on the first broadcast tonight.
A New Year's broadcast. And then
And then you have the likes of Flip Wilson, Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld. It's just all over the comedy roadmap and others too. I mean, it's not just comedy. So it should be quite a lot of fun each night. And I like the fact that they're also slotting the 90-minute episodes on the weekends back in the era when he did 90-minute episodes. So he switched to an hour as part of one of his contract discussions, eventually leading to him being on, I think, 3 days a week and then guest hosts and reruns elsewhere. But back when he started, it was actually it was even a little longer than 90 minutes. But the 90-minute shows they preserved and presenting should be a lot of fun on the weekends, an hour with your favorite guests on weekdays.
A lot of comedians we know today, you know, the likes of Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Drew Carey, Ellen DeGeneres. They got their starts. Richard Pryor got his start. I mean, really got recognized. Rodney Dangerfield on The Tonight Show. And when Johnny would invite one of these comedians after they would do their stand-up over to the desk, you knew it was something special. Johnny liked you, and he was going to take care of you.
Yeah, a thumbs up from Johnny Carson meant, hey, I think my career is going to perhaps go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was legendary. So many characters as well. I was looking at Carnac the Magnificent in some of the, you know, which he played a psychic who was, you know, looking for, you know, answers to his own questions. Three Dog Night.
Or you might say the setups for his own punchlines.
Yeah, he would do his, yeah, exactly. Ed would pretty much just repeat them, but it would be a Three Dog Night. What's a bad night for a tree? Sis Boom Ba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes. A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou. Name three things that have yeast. That's horrible. The seven wonders of the world. Describe 3.5 Dallas cowgirls. Fleetwood Mac, what do you call a hamburger made out of old Cadillacs? I mean, it was fun, it was silly, it was topical, but he had so much fun doing it. Floyd R. Turbo, the local TV station guy, Art Firm, who was the fast-talking host of the Tea Time movie, who always had a lovely a matinee lady by his side. Yeah, right. Carol Wayne.
Talk about the fork in the road.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Giving directions to whatever it is that he was describing.
Yeah. And there was Aunt Blabby, and then, you know, all of his sketches, too. I mean, you know, as we were talking about when they first released those Carson comedy classics, I mean, he was not best at those sketches. But because of that, just like you said, you wanted some of his monologue jokes to fail just so he would grab up in the air the microphone and bring it down and test it to see if it was working. You kind of wanted some of the sketches to fail as well because it was just funny.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's when he became the real Johnny Carson that you wanted to see perform. That is, he wasn't an actor he wasn't a comic actor. Well, like a Robin Williams. He wasn't like that. He was someone who, with a wink and a nod to the audience and saying, I'm doing this silly thing, and, oh, it just didn't go right. Well, that's okay. I'm going to still press on anyway. And you did develop this affection for the characters. I mean, when you would come out in the Carnac turban or in Aunt Blabby's granny's dress, you know, you would – that in itself would be the joke. And then you just wanted to see how he would perform in this outfit. And by the way, speaking of outfits, the other character, well, specifically Doc Severinsen, with his wardrobe became the focus of many a Carson jabs. Oh, and looking at exactly how Doc had outfitted himself. And I was looking at some of the items in the they're going to be setting up here at the museum, broadcast communication. At the Paul Lisnick Gallery, which recently had the Icons of Advertising exhibit. And it's a great space to have a display. And so we're talking about photographs and artifacts and costumes and cue cards and all, just to give you a sense of Johnny Carson, because you're going to be watching these videos on Antenna TV. And as you mentioned, some of these little clips turn up on YouTube and all. And then there's just something special about seeing the objects that have been on video. I mean, that's the one thing that a museum can do that the internet can't, which is there it is, a three-dimensional moment from the performing career of one of your favorites. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun to take a stroll through, have memories stirred, or if you're not from that generation, to see firsthand what it was that went into creating The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Well, and people might not know this, but Johnny's company that really has all of his stuff is it's Carson Entertainment. It's run by Johnny's nephew, Jeff, who's also a former Tonight Show producer, but he really kind of looks over Johnny's legacy, all the clips, all the content, Johnny's name, his likeness, all that good stuff. This museum first started in Fullerton, California, where it was first launched. But again, as you were saying, there's all kinds of great artifacts. This is the Museum of Broadcast Communications starting in the middle of January. And for more on that, you can visit museum.tv. It's on 360 North State Street here in Chicago. But the artifacts, some of his outfits, Floyd Turbo's coat, Aunt Blabby's dress, Doc Severinsen, his wardrobe, Carnac the Magnificent's turban, which is on loan from the University of Nebraska where he went. So, you know, we're getting something from there as well. His coffee mug that was on his desk for years, his Rolodex that had all of his contacts for all of his guests will be on display. His cue cards and scripts from Real Monologues. I actually think the scripts or the cue cards from the last show are part of this exhibit as well. So there's a lot of fun stuff to go see when the museum exhibit opens in a couple of weeks.
Indeed. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to that. It's also a repeat visit type. Look, there are so many people who not only grew up with Carson, but I have some friends who managed to indoctrinate their kids hey, watch this. Dad, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, that is pretty funny. And so I know that they're going to not only enjoy the video each night, but to see some of the things that were part of their growing up days. With the person who tucked us all in each night, if you were of that generation. And it just gives you the opportunity to better appreciate why Johnny Carson is still regarded as the defining force in late-night comedy. Everyone takes a bow to him. Everyone appreciates his sense of timing, his sense of presentation. And it's going to be great to see all of that in context, both in video and through the antenna TV repeats and three-dimensional real life at the Museum of Broadcast Communication.
And that's 360 North State Street. Museum.tv is the website that starts on January 12th. And to watch Johnny Carson every night at 10 Central, you can catch it on antenna TV. And that's free over WGN subchannel, digital subchannel 9.2, Comcast 353. And you can check your local listings for the rest. Dean Richards actually has a special he talked about yesterday during his entertainment report, kind of an overview of Johnny's career in The Tonight Show. It's going to air today at 12:30 on WGN-TV and at 9:30 p.m. on Antenna TV right before the premiere of Johnny Carson on Antenna. Wally, thanks so much, pal, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Ian Smith will be get you back in shape and eating healthier after a quick break after this on 720 WGN.